This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
William Benny is our guest. Former technical leader for intelligence with the NSA. He was number three, number two, depending on how you look at it, of the National Security Agency. Blew the whistle back in 2001 about illegal spying. Also pointing out that it was so much of it, it would like blind us to real stuff. And they didn't do anything. They SWAT teamed him years later and tried to set him up. He's a real hero for doing his job. And as he said, most people low level in government are not bad. It's as you get higher level, they want compromised individuals. Next segment, we're going to go to Steve, Chris, Eugene, Scott, Jeremy, and others with your questions or comments for William Benny. And he posts his information at exposedfacts.org, major whistleblower website. But we were talking back before the break about Pennsylvania and other areas where, and I mean, that was like 8 years ago, where the school gives out all these, quote, free laptops. They're not free. They're taxpayer paid for. And then they were watching kids in their showers. They called the police because a girl was eating Skittles. They said they were pills. And then the school themselves was bragging about it as how they learned. And so there's a revolution going on by government and corporations to just spy on us. And nobody's getting prosecuted. Nobody's getting in trouble. And this stuff is opening us up, these back doors, to private hackers and other groups to steal our data. But it is coming to a head. Mr. Benny, in the 3 minutes before break, this is a short segment, you say you do see things getting better. How do you see that worm turning? What needs to be done?
Well, I think fundamentally they need to have a restructuring of how NSA is permitted to do business. And it requires some very simple laws would handle it. Like, for example, if they simply said to NSA or any other intelligence agency or any agency of the government of the United States, if they were holding data about a U.S. citizen, that they must have a warrant, otherwise they must purge their database of that data. That would be pretty simple. So that would eliminate any possible way of them, having secret interpretations of anything.
And, so they could scoop it, scan it, but then purge it.
Right, exactly. They'd have to purge it. And they'd have to require a time limit of at least no more than, say you have 24 hours to recognize this. If you don't recognize that you have a U.S. citizen there without a warrant and you delete it, then you are now in violation of the law. So that would put them right on the spot. And that would make it almost impossible for them not to follow the law. Yeah, because then you need to prosecute them. Once you find something like that, you have to follow through. If you don't follow through, then there's no teeth behind the law. Just like right now, when it comes to whistleblowers, they follow through in the law and they prosecute people. But when it comes to administration people like General Petraeus or anybody else that does things, they get slaps on the hand and never really get prosecuted or anything or threatened. So that's an inconsistent application of the law, and they need to be consistent in what they do, and they need to follow through with everybody.
What are some of the other solutions, William Benny?
They're very simple. I mean, if you take a technical approach, I mean, we already developed a technical approach that would allow them to do a focused attack on terrorism or dope smuggling or international crime, and we left it with them, and they basically ignored it because it didn't get this bulk information acquisition system, which was the thing that really requires lots of money and builds an empire. And so that's fundamentally why they went that way. So they should implement that, but they aren't. And that's all. That, by the way, is all a part of the DODIG report. It's titled Trailblazer and Thin Thread Requirements. That was all documented in that, and the NSA and also DOD and everybody tried to suppress that as much as they could because they didn't want that knowledge out.
Of course.
Well, I mean, that's how you suppress any reasonably good development that would make it lawful in what you're doing.
And sure. Stay there, sir. We're going to take calls.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing into my little world.
When you study legislation, when you study the news, you really marvel at the revolution of criminality in major corporations and government, where they get together in these big corporate lobbying boards and just basically decide to buy off the politicians, and then en masse they just violate the law, not just countrywide, but worldwide. And they do it with the same playbooks. It really is organized crime. That's what I'd call it. Organized crime. Same stuff that brought down Mexico, that I've seen bring down third world countries, is bringing us down. I mean, we've got a video that's up on InfoWars.com out of NBC Atlanta, Channel 11. Called the back room where Georgia bills are made. And then it just says here, sign your name here, legislature, you're supporting this bill, and we'll pay you X number of money. And it just shows how the country's up for sale. And it's one thing if lobbyists lobbied for stuff that's legal, but a lot of times they'll lobby for stuff that's illegal. Then they'll just change the law later to get in line with what they've just done. It's simply amazing. And then there's how the NSA, and I want to go to your phone calls with William Benning, there's how the NSA is constantly getting caught, along with other major corporations it works with, stealing data from economic groups for economic warfare, but not even giving it to U.S. companies, farming it out to international groups. I mean, it is such an unlevel playing field. And with this amount of inside knowledge, they can corner any market they want. Mr. Benny, that's my greatest concern after foreign countries being able to go through all these back doors into our systems, as we just saw with the 21 million people working for the government having their data stolen by the Chinese government, is that it allows select crony groups to corner global markets with the inside knowledge.
Yeah, that basically gives them the power to be able to do that. Yeah, that's right. That's a major issue. I mean, even within the country, they can do that. Like, they can leverage companies inside any country also.
How do they do that?
Well, it's just a matter of seeing the data that they're doing. If you're bidding for a contract, for example, whether it's internationally or within the country, then any conversation or any data you're trying to price your bid, that information would be flowing around your company, and that could be acquired, and then they would know everybody's bidding position, and then they could position themselves to win the contract.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
That's right, yeah. I mean, it's a question of whether you can trust them. How can you trust people who don't tell you the truth? I mean, how can the public trust anybody in the government? Because they've never been, I mean, they have a consistent track record of lying to us.
There seems to be a over-the-top arrogance, a bravado, a chutzpah in government. And I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, but it seems like under Obama, that has really intensified. Is it just the corruption's growing and so it's going to get worse no matter who's in? Or is there something different about the Obama administration?
I think it's pretty standard. I mean, I think it was there with the Bush administration. It just got worse with Obama. I mean, I think he's basically doubled down on what Bush was doing so that now there's twice as much capability as existed before. So it's a matter of if you have the power, how much power do you have and how much can you exercise of it? And I think that as that knowledge grows, that power grows, and so therefore they have greater capabilities of doing more and more things. So I think it's only a matter of whatever administration is in, they're going to use that power that's available, and that means that all of this information is being collected on this grand scale, and the accelerating scale is only going to make it more possible for them to do what they want to do.
And now it's come out that not just the DEA, but the FBI, all of them are doing parallel construction with fake court cases, setting people up. I mean, it's like I thought if we exposed the evil, it would dissipate. Instead, the devil just sits right next to you and says, yeah, I'm here. And then,
yeah, and in fact, we had talked to the president's Civil Liberties Oversight Board about this, about the parallel construction and the corruption and subversion of our entire judicial process. And they told us that the administration assured them that if any of this information ever was used again against someone in a court of law, that defendant would be told. Well, I have yet to hear of a case where that's happened.
And the feds have a 97% conviction rate. Let's talk to Steve in Virginia. You're on the air with an American hero, William Benny. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Steve, I think with this OPM breach, I think what a lot of people don't realize is that not only are they guilty, but so is the FBI. And agencies like the CIA, where they invest a lot of money in their employees, they're burned. Why would the CIA have any confidence in the FBI to do background investigations in which their employees get burned? Basically, the SF-86 is useless, and the American people, they don't trust our government anymore. And quite frankly, as a consumer, I cannot buy a flexible, spread Spectrum Audioizer, where I can secure my phone conversation using Spread Spectrum Audio, in which I have the flexibility of buying crystals and hardware to make my system secure so that the NSA can't tap my phone. How come there ain't any hardware manufacturers coming out there and doing it? Or are there laws?
Absolutely. That's a great question. Why aren't people making $1 billion off of encryption systems? I mean, is the big problem feasibility, or is the government come after you, Mr. Benny?
If you've noticed, there's this discussion about NIST and NIST approval of encryption system for commercial use. So the point is that NIST and NSA are together, so that when an encryption system goes to NIST for testing and approval for commercial application, NSA knows about it, and they see the algorithm, and they are the ones who actually approve it behind NIST.
So NIST and the patent office and all of them give the keys of the kingdom to any new system.
That's correct. Right. And if it doesn't get approved by NIST, it doesn't get commercially accepted.
Is there any over-the-counter online software for Skype or for Google or for any other communication system that encrypts it good enough where they're not going to be able to mess with it?
Well, with the Bull Run program, it makes all of that uncertain anyway. So it's really hard to say that there is anyone that is, in fact, secure.
Including the government.
Including the government, yeah.
Total insanity. Absolute insanity. You know,
it's even more insane than that, though, Alex. If you look at it, one part of NSA is the Information Assurance Directorate. That's supposed to secure the communications of the United States, right? And the other part's operations, they're supposed to break into these communications. Well, if you look at this, this is now dealing with the worldwide standard of the Internet. So on the one side, they're trying to protect it. On the other side, they're trying to break into it. And when they break into it, they don't tell the defense side that they've done that. So they can't defend against it, you see. So they're actually working against one another. And that's even just within NSA.
That should be illegal.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah. It's actually stupid, isn't it?
You know, I don't know if Atlantis was real or not, Mr. Benny, but the analogy, the parable is certainly useful, where they got a super technology and blew themselves up. I don't know if we're going to make it as a species acting this stupid when our own leadership behaves like this. I mean, they have to know all these back doors and all this ubiquitous tech and everything, these Trojan horses and all the appliances, is going to backfire on them. I mean, why would anyone want to do something like this?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, they certainly should, if they're going to have an effort, they should coordinate it, and they should make it where it actually does protect people and their communications for privacy and
sure.
All, what have you.
Well, Wayne Madsen's coming up at the bottom of the hour, and he was in NSA security, but I've talked to a lot of other folks, high level like you, mid level like him, and they all said, look, we didn't spy on anybody domestically until a few years before 9/11. You would get, you know, in deep trouble for that. Everybody knew this is America, not 1984. We don't do that. And then just suddenly somewhere it all just changed where it's a free-for-all. Where was that point?
Well, the 9/11 event was the leverage that they used to do this in secret. You know, that was the ultimate threat that they could use to intimidate people to buy into the program. So that's what they did with the four members of Congress, the House and Senate Intelligence Committee chair and ranking member. And that's what they also did with the senior judge on the FISA court. So once they co-opted them in and had it running for a couple of years, then they co-opted more people in on the court and more people in on the Congress, the leadership. Once they got that leadership in, you see, and at the same time they had the Department of Justice, the Attorney Generals, and so also co-opted in. It was all based on this false premise that if we don't do this kind of thing, we're going to be exposed to a lot of more terrorism. When, in fact, the CIA did a very good and effective job taking care of terrorism worldwide.
William, your phone just cut out. Start back over. You said the CIA did an effective job, and it cut out.
Well, they probably didn't want you to hear it. But they did a really professional, effective job at getting rid of the worldwide network of terrorism when they went into Afghanistan. That really wiped out their capacity to do an international attack. That was really a very competent, professional job, and they deserve our appreciation for that.
But then now they've reconstituted it with the Free Syrian Army funded by NATO, and now it's bigger than ever.
Yes, well, when you don't follow up success with smart programs, you allow things to reconstitute themselves. That's their problem.
They won't even call this guy in Chattanooga a terrorist. Can you believe that?
No, I can't, because obviously, I mean, that's obviously what it was.
It's just insane political correctness to the point of mental illness.
That's right. They have to delude themselves into thinking that what their thought process is correct, and that's basically what they've done.
Let's jam in some more calls. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying they're mentally corrupting their thinking.
That's it. They're smoking their own dope, as they say. I skipped this break. We're going to go 10 minutes and let our guests go, and then Wayne Madsen joins us with some breaking news. Chris in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Mr. Benny. I want to know William's take, since we now live in the process of understanding the human domain, how can this be connected with the Watson IBM computer that may be connected in the future with Obamacare and deciding the health care of our citizens? Thank you.
Oh, it is, actually. That's a great question. That ties into Obama's secret race database, data mining everything, that ties into his new gun control database, where they're going to use a program used by the VA, I mentioned that earlier, to just throw people on a list saying that because you get disability funding, you can't have a gun. Can you speak to computers being programmed to make the decisions for humans, sir?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's really one of the main driving factors for the White House Big Data Initiative that they issued in early 2012. The whole idea there was to have industry come up with algorithms that could go through massive amounts of data, which they're collecting on everybody in the country and the planet, and figure out things that are important for them to do and to actions that they should take. Basically, it's Minority Report on a supermassive scale. That's how to figure out what people are intending to do or what they're all about from the data that you've acquired on them in every domain. And it's all done automatically with software then presented to people to make decisions and take actions. That's part of what I think you're getting at, Alex, and also, I guess, what the caller is getting at. And that's basically artificial intelligence being used and applied under a rule-based system that's being developed by analysts in many, many departments of government, none of whom are using things in a necessarily a disciplined or professional way. So they're going to make a lot of mistakes.
Well, it's like you said 6 months ago in the London Guardian, when you testified before the Parliament or the EU Parliament, the NSA is about total population control, close quote. This is social engineering. So they can manipulate markets, know what we're going to buy before we buy it. A microcosm is the old customer loyalty cards that it's been proven in court are to decide what you'll pay more for so they can rip you off, not so you get a loyalty card. You just think you're getting something for nothing, but really you're being gamed. And now they want to just feed all data federally through this system and get industry to do it, I guess kind of legalizing it.
Yeah, well, that's basically the whole idea behind all this big data, White House big data initiative, too. It's the same issue. It's getting back to the being able to do what the movie, The Minority Report, depicted mentally. People were reading their minds and projecting into the future. Well, they're doing that and wanting to do that with data collected on everybody in all domains of activity of people, including their health, finance, and everything else. And then do that kind of projection with software running against that data.
Chilling, simply chilling. Thank you, Chris. Great question. And let's go to Eugene in Missouri. You're on the air, William Benning.
Good afternoon, guys. I'm thinking about writing an article on this, and you guys have touched on all of the important points with this, the spying of government leaders, the spying of all populations, the merging of countries into umbrellas per country. I would say that this is, in an era of race baiting, the ultimate form of racism against the human race, all of this spying.
It is. It's a tiny elite using AI systems to surveil everyone, to rig everything for a totalitarian takeover.
Yeah. So in an age of race baiting, this really is just racism for the whole human race if you're not above the fray.
Well, that's what I've been saying. They're getting us to infight while they set up the end game of basically artificial intelligence systems to just set up a hellish system. I appreciate your call. Mr. Benny, if we don't turn this around, the way this is being used, this commitment to authoritarianism we're seeing, where do you see it ending, sir, if things don't go well?
Well, I see us basically. I see it ending up in the in basically destroying the essence of humanity. I mean, that fundamentally, we won't be able to be human anymore. That's the way I look at it.
I agree.
I mean, that's why you know, we fought a revolution, right?
Well, the essence of humanity is free association, is privacy.
Exactly.
So many historians and philosophers have pointed out, if you don't have privacy, you don't have humanity.
That's right. That's the way I look at it, too.
But then notice the elites, they want to be secret. Spying on them is illegal, and it should be. But when they spy on us, it's no big deal. So it is the ultimate form of discrimination, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's discrimination against humanity.
My gosh, the rise of the machines with the tiny technocracy controlling it above the law. It's not a science fiction book. It's 2015, and we're talking to the whistleblower, William Benny. Jeremy in Kansas, you're on the air. This is the InfoWar. Go ahead.
Yes, I completely agree with Mr. Benny's solution of the sunlight of truth to be our main remedy here. I'd like for his take on the evidence for September 11th treason, which one strain of this is the cover-up. Here in Kansas, we have congresspeople like Representative Pompeo and Senator Roberts. Senator Roberts stood down NSA whistleblower Russell Tice, who, while he was in, I think, Air Force intelligence, saw the papers for the wiretapping of Supreme Court justices and then Senator Obama. So we have an obvious evidence strain of blackmail for why there's a cover-up of this treasonous event. And then the direct evidence, the fact of all the videos that we can see of a high energetic technology being used to destroy the buildings and the people in Manhattan that day. It was no coincidence that the Saudi patsies were in a hotel across the street from NSA headquarters and Michael Hayden. And also, they were running...
Well, let me speak to this, because we've only got a few minutes left, and I'll get to a few more calls. But what about the 28 pages now? We've had Congressman Jones on, Senator Graham has said what's in it, that Saudi Arabia ran 9/11, and that there was basically some type of stand-down ordered. And it came out that the NSA indeed did have the intercepts, but was stopped from doing its job. You were there when all this was happening. What's your take on that?
The NSA management actually stopped using the program Thin Thread that we wanted, which is documented in the DODIG report in 2005, which would have found all this material that they had in their database that they didn't know they had, but was there prior to 9/11 that would have actually given them the foundation to prevent 9/11. But it also saw, and Tom Drake was able to run this program after he took over the Thin Thread program after we left in October 2001. He ran it in early 2002, March or April, I believe it was. And in as a part of the fallout of that process against the entire database at NSA, they found material that showed the dispersal pattern of people who didn't succeed at hijacking other planes and all the information necessary to stop them even before 9/11 in August, starting there, and even going back. They found all of the phone calls that Alexander said that went from the Yemen facility back to San Diego, the two agents in San Diego, the terrorists there. They said they couldn't tell it was in San Diego. Well, the program found that very clearly. They were there in San Diego. The numbers were available and in the database.
Wow.
So all of that data was there, and none of it was addressed. And it's probably some of it might be in the 28 pages, you know.
Well, it's amazing, sir. We appreciate your time. ExposedFacts.org. They just put a Reuters headline on screen that says it all, where the federal government ordered agents to cover up illegal spying against the American people. Reuters, exclusive U.S. directs agents to cover up program used to investigate Americans. I mean, this just shows the organized crime mentality that's taking over. Mr. Benny, thank you for so much time, sir, and thanks for your courage.
Well, thank you, Alex, and thank everybody there at your show.
Thank you so much.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Finalized the deal to get Wayne Madsen to do investigative reports for us on the ground around the world, and we're going to be starting tomorrow publishing his reports when they come out at InfoWars.com, not just WayneMadsenReport.com. So he's on board, and he'll be joining us pretty much every week for at least 30 minutes, sometimes for hours, and also routinely coming to the InfoWars studios here in Austin, Texas. He works, of course, in D.C. and in Florida. And I was just thinking during the break about how important the mission of InfoWars.com is and how I want to hire 4 or 5 more reporters. That's what we need to be able to be 2 or 3 levels deep to be able to cover multiple stories simultaneously. How I want to hire more writers, more video editors, more researchers. and also pay them a living wage. And listen, the listeners have already done so much for this broadcast. We're all in this together. You don't stand behind InfoWars or in front of InfoWars. As I've said many times, at the heart of 1776 and what we're trying to do here, transcend liberal conservative, promote basic freedom, promote basic ideas we know work historically, fight classical corruption with classical freedom. But we are launching on satellite in the next, really the next few months, really the next few weeks, but we're not going to be advertising it until it's all ironed out and ready. We already have a whole bunch of stations picking it up. At that point, I'm going to announce it, and that's pretty much already kind of happening right now, but I'm not going to make the announcements yet. I have a tendency to say, this is coming up, and then go ahead and make the announcement. I don't like to say, coming up, and then keep you waiting. But for reasons of technical issues, I don't want to get into the expenses of it, but it's another big nut for us to crack. But the Lord's always provided through people like you. We need the finances and the funds to do this safely and to do this robustly. I don't want to be spending all my time scrounging around trying to make ends meet instead of fighting the globalists toe-to-toe. I'll get in the ring with these people. I've been in the ring with them. I'll go up against their emplacements, tip of the spear, so that it's safer for other people to tell the truth. I'll be the canary in the coal mine. But I need your support. Spread the word about the broadcast. Tell your friends and family every day. Sign off on your emails, Facebook and Twitter, with InfoWars.com/show for the free feeds. Let people know this is forbidden information. This is hardcore intel. This is stuff they don't want you to have because they're cracking down with censorship and control and dirty tricks and manipulating all sorts of stuff big time. Across the political spectrum, a iron curtain of censorship is descending. Spain just banned criticizing the government, period. Hard jail time. Major cities like Rome are on the verge of collapse. We're going into a depression. And the reason they're getting ready to start censoring people more, and they're openly admitting it, is because they know in the ruling class that people are going to wake up and get really upset and really pay attention to what we have to say as things get more hardcore. That's why I want to be on the field as strong as we can be, reaching the most people we can during this period. I'll be honest with you. I'm not asking to be crushed by the globalists, but I will do my duty and I will do it, knock on wood, say an extra prayer every day. We're not like other TV shows where it's just another boring show. We have UHF, VHF cable systems all over the country that have been knocking down our doors for us to give them a feed. We will reach immediately millions of additional people that have never heard the truth, never seen it. Can you imagine on a major cable system, on basic cable or UHF, VHF, tuning through and an hour or two of the shows on the middle of the day or at night, the nightly news? Can you imagine? This is really going to get the enemy's attention. It's why they've already been doubling down their attacks against us. And I'm not whining. Quite frankly, they could arrest me tomorrow or blow my head off, and I've done my duty. I mean, I'm committed. I'm not stopping. I have no fear except failure. So there's never been a place for you to promote more steadfastly and know you're promoting something that is absolute Americana, vicious, double tough, uncompromising, never stopping. I mean, this is it. You want to sign on and support the real deal, InfoWars is it. We're not perfect. We don't read off teleprompters, but we're the real deal. And everybody knows it. That's why we got so many enemies. That's why we also have so many friends. And we're here to try to free the people. We're here to try to get the people to free themselves by taking the blinders off and to see the change. If you want to be a slave, may your chains set lightly upon you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death. So take advantage of the hundreds of high-quality products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage of the free shipping in the month of July. Take advantage of the high-quality storable foods, the high-quality cook stoves, non-GMO seed banks, lowest price, incredible nutraceuticals. All of it you are funding. What is the biggest independent media outlet in the world, even addressing the IMF, the World Bank, the globalists, the EU takeover, all of it. And by the way, I don't say that with pleasure, like I'm the biggest and there's not a lot of company, and boy, we're kind of out here on our own. I feel special. It is scary. And it's scary also to know that when we fight back, we have success, and to realize that the public could take their chains off any minute they wanted to. But they're brain dead in a coma, basically. So I want to go to Wayne Madsen. I just want you to realize that this is historical, what's happening. And if you will continue to spread the word, that's the most important thing about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you'll get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and share it with your friends, if you'll buy some of the products and check them out for yourself, what do you have to lose? You are putting fuel in this information warfare bomber that will go over the enemy targets politically and will drop huge, heavy loads directly on the enemy. I mean, I'm willing to go in every day, and so is my crew, up against these people, to use the bomber analogy. We are not going to back down. We're going to never stop the missions until the enemy's defeated. We don't care how dangerous it is. We want to get bigger. We want to get stronger. We want to force a confrontation. We're committed. We're ready. We are not intending to just slither off at the opportune time. If I completely ever shut down off the air and have no way of communicating, I will try to go to another country to communicate. But not to run, but to be able to communicate. I will not be silenced. And if they kill me or set me up, that won't silence me either. And I meant to give this speech earlier, but ran out of time. Wayne Madsen joins us from WayneMadsenReport.com. He's been very busy. We've been very busy, but we're finalizing the fact that he'll do multiple stories a month on the ground, traveling the world for us here in the U.S. and abroad. He'll also accompany myself and other reporters to add his gravitas to what they're doing. So it is now happening. Wayne Madsen joins the InfoWars team. And that, again, is thanks to your support and the fact that he's also accommodated us and basically is just doing it for the expenses. Like, he didn't really want to be paid. He just wanted his expenses paid. That's how much he realizes how serious this is and how committed this is. I mean, don't think later, oh, my gosh, I wish I would have realized how real this was. This is hardcore, folks. Tyranny is now naked. Now, Wayne, I just ranted for 5-6 minutes, so don't pause or I'll start interrupting you. You've got the floor. You're investigating this dead chef of the Clintons. You're an expert on McCain. Trump, I'm not even defending Trump, but he's saying he's no hero. Boy, he didn't know how true that is. And, of course, you've got new NSA info. So much intel, but the word is the missing chef that was then found dead, on his body he had a letter saying, contact Larry Nichols if I'm found dead, whatever that means. So, Wayne Madsen, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be with you, Alex. Every once in a while there's a dead body turns up, and you know, dead bodies are always turning up. Sometimes there's no story there, but I believe there may be a story with the former White House executive chef, Walter Scheib. And the reason I feel so is, he was hired by Hillary Clinton in 1994. He had been the executive chef at the Greenbrier. And anyone who knows about how the government would react in the event of a nuclear war during the Cold War knows that the Greenbrier Resort and Hotel on the West Virginia-Virginia line also happened to have housed behind it where Congress would go in the event of a nuclear attack. And Chef Scheib was the executive chef at that resort. He was hired from that resort. So he knew a little bit about the government, continuity of operations planning, because he, of course, would have had to have been providing the food for a transfer of the Congress to the Underground Mountain Complex. And why I'm saying this all has a bearing on 9/11, because when George W. Bush took over, that administration kept Walter Scheib on as the executive chef. He was on until the Bush reelection in 2004, and then in January of 2005, he was given his walking papers. It would have been nice to have heard just one of the mainstream media reporters to have actually read Walter Scheib's book called White House Chef, which I decided I didn't have it. And I ordered it thinking, well, I wonder what he may have written that may have put a target on his back. And now, before I read the book, I went back because I distinctly remembered from the 9/11 footage. If you remember, all the people were running out of the White House. It was a very it was uncontrolled. It looked like one of these Hollywood disaster movies, sort of like Independence Day. And I recall one of the people running away from the White House that day had a big, tall chef's hat on. And I said, well, that's obviously somebody that works in the White House kitchen. And it turned out it was Walter Scheib, who then gave an interview to Rebecca Cooper of ABC News, who recounted her conversation. You can find this clip on the internet, on YouTube. She recounted her conversation with Peter Jennings. And she said, I ran into the White House chef. And he was very, very upset. He was too upset to talk on the air. All he said is he and his staff understood what happened to the country that day. Now, that's a very strange thing to say, because nobody else really knew what was going on. I was in D.C. I was 2 miles from the Pentagon when it happened. Nobody really understood what was going on. But in reading Walter Scheib's book here, it's very interesting what happened, because he had a very tortuous relationship with the Bush administration. Not so much W, who decided he didn't want to use the talents of a graduate of the CIA. I don't mean the Central Intelligence Agency. I mean the Culinary Institute of America. But I wonder what secrets of the other CIA Chef Shai may have possessed, because on 9/11, he left the White House, and then he realized how bad the situation was, and there was no organized evacuation of the White House. And then he heard crackling over the Secret Service walkie-talkies incoming aircraft. And he went back to rescue his own staff from the White House kitchen. He left again. And then someone said, what about the cafeteria? Well, that's the Navy mess in the White House, and they don't report to the White House chef. They're Navy personnel. But he went back in a second time to make sure that the cooks at the mess were got the word to get out. And what he was struck about was there was no organized evacuation of the White House. No one gave the order to evacuate. Now, who was in charge that day? Bush was off in Florida. Dick Cheney was effectively the person in charge at the White House, and he did nothing to organize or order an evacuation of the White House staff.
Wasn't he in the bunker?
Yeah, he was in the bunker at this time, the President's Emergency Operations Center, which is below the White House, several stories below the White House. And what happened was when Sean first realized what was going on with 9/11, he said he walked into the chief usher's office. Now, the chief usher was a guy named Gary Walters. He had been Secret Service under Nixon, and then he became an usher under Gerald Ford, and assistant usher under Gerald Ford, and then the Reagan administration made him the chief usher. So he had served under like seven presidents, and he noticed that the ushers were watching the television, a small television, and he said, "What's going on?" And he saw flames or smoke coming out of one of the World Trade Center towers. And then he said he saw the second plane hit, and the chief usher, Gary Walters, at that point said, "That's two." And he said the chef said that echoed in his mind. What in the world? That's two. That's a very strange thing to say. Like, what was so important about the number two? And then later, of course, he told Rebecca Cooper, "We understand what's happening to the country today." Now, let's fast forward. June 15th, Jeb Bush announces he's running for president in Miami. On June 16th, Scheib, who had since been divorced, was with his girlfriend in Taos, New Mexico. He decided to go hiking on a trail outside of Taos. On the 16th, his girlfriend reported him missing. And on the 22nd of June, the New Mexico State Police found his body in a ravine that had been, he was in water. Of course, anybody knows that if a body's found in water, you can pretty much rule out the toxicology results because they're corrupted by the simple process of osmosis. And so here we have Jeb announcing, and the chef who had, did not have a very good relationship with the Bush family, turns up dead in New Mexico. And is this just another person who may have known too much about 9/11, may have known too much about the inner workings of the Bush crime family? And was he eliminated because of his knowledge, especially at this critical juncture of Jeb announcing he's going to run for the White House to be the third President Bush?
Please continue.
So anyway, my suspicions are heightened about the cause of death. Again, it was one of these where the New Mexico State Police immediately said it was an accident. I mean, before the autopsy results are in, how many times have we seen this? We saw, when I investigated the Phil Marshall death out in California, again, we had these preconceived notions by law enforcement that it was suicide before, you know, they knew any of the real facts on the, you know, from the crime scene. And looking at all the long, long trail of bodies associated with the Bush family, and I've been investigating these deaths for several decades, I have to come to the conclusion that Chef Jive was...
How many cleaning ladies and maids and cooks end up dying at their houses?
Yeah, Marvin Bush's maid was run over by her own car.
I shouldn't laugh. It's just ridiculous. Stay with us.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. because there's a war on for your mind.
Some of the news breaking at InfoWars.com. You can't make this up. Feminists not allowing your wife to sleep with other men is sexist, but you don't cheat on her. She'll tell me all about how she and Pablo had sex, and I'm glad because I'm a feminist. And the New York Times is so intellectual. They had a big spread about women with different colored arm hair. Pink, blue, green. I mean, this is just the mindlessness. All are robbed by offshore banks. They have us all fighting with each other. Black sheriff has come out and said Obama downplayed Chattanooga because victims didn't look like Trayvon. Look, here's where I stand. I want Wayne Madsen's take on this. Then in Overdrive, we'll get into John McCain. I expose that Al-Qaeda was synthetic, pretty much fake, a cutout to take our liberties. But now funding the Free Syrian Army, letting them recruit, it's a Saudi Arabia proxy army, and it's going to have some blowback that are going to be real shootings in the West. Now, does the government go out sometimes and wind up mentally ill people to go run attacks? Absolutely. But after we have the shooter in Charleston, we hear that whites are to collectively blame. Well, then are Muslims collectively blamed? And I satirically said, let's ban all mosques and Muslims if we're going to ban all rebel flags. I don't actually want to ban the mosque or Muslims. It was a point that if somebody uses a Bushmaster gun, we then sue Bushmaster. Well, you know, it's totalitarianism is what it is. But Wayne Madsen, what is your view on the Chattanooga situation and where all that's going? Because they're now setting up a domestic Homeland Security Bureau to look for lone wolf extremists. But I don't expect they're actually going to go out and, you know, stop any of these acts. It looks more like a domestic police state.
Well, of course, I think that this attack in Chattanooga, let's look to what kind of individual did we have here? We had a guy who had been a national of Kuwait, apparently grown up in Jordan at one point in time, had visited Jordan, had also visited Yemen. So we hear a lot about profiling people. I get the third degree when I travel, especially overseas or coming back from overseas by TSA. It sounds like this guy was just traveling willy-nilly without anyone asking any questions. And, I agree that he's a terrorist. But I have to then look at why was this particular attack conducted when it was. We do know that Saudi Arabia, along with Israel, is totally opposed to this nuclear deal by the P5 plus one countries with Iran. And now I hear on the Fox News is all these neocons saying, you see, by helping by having this pact with Iran, it's enabling these terrorists, these sleepers in the United States. Well, this guy is a follower, obviously, of the Wahhabist Salafist sect of Islam. Iran happens to be diametrically opposed. They are Shias, and they're as much a target as anyone else are by these Saudi fanatics.
Well, that shows how dumb they think the public is that they're always blaming Iran for Wahhabist activities when the two are archenemies.
Yeah, and remember, George W. Bush, when he was president, said he didn't know there was a difference between Sunnis and Shias, okay? So, I mean, that's what we were dealing with then. But I think Obama certainly knows the difference, so I have to think that this failure by him to basically state that this was an act of terrorism in the same manner. Now, it doesn't mean that it was not known about in advance by certain people, especially, say, the Saudi government. I heard the previous segment with Bill Binney talking about the 28 pages, but the Saudis are over their heads on supporting these acts of terror, and attacking a recruiting center in Chattanooga would be just down their alley.
And then now the king of Saudi Arabia had an entire giant beach in the south of France cleared of beachgoers in front of their hotels because he didn't want to look at them. I mean, this is just a total joke. This fraud that is royalty that we have to bow down to. Back in 70 seconds in Overdrive with Wayne Madsen, I'm Alex Jones. WayneMadsenReport.com is his website.
You are listening to GCN.
Are you on InfoWars.com today?
Today.
They don't want that info getting out, folks. Get it out.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.